He was the lead cowboy on one of the largest ranches in the entire country, a spread that covered over 200,000 acres and a ranch with some very unique grazing ground. The story of Robbie Hind is next on The American Countryside. Each day we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun and take chances. But I also take safety very seriously because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming and ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
In the early 1980s, Robbie Hind got a dream job for a cowboy, the chance to manage all of the livestock of one of the nation's largest ranches, the Parker Ranch on the Big Island of Hawaii.
I went from a herd of 1,500 cows and 8 employees to 20,000 cows and 75 employees. Bingo.
The cattle Hind managed often grazed on the sides of the island's volcanoes. At one time, these cattle ate a lot of another crop once grown here.
During the 20s, 30s, and 40s, they raised a lot of corn on Parker Ranch. It was all dryland farming, and it was done up in an area called Waikī, which is up on the side of Mauna Kea. And they produced corn, and today you still see the corn silos that they have and corn cribs.
Eventually, though, it became more economical to simply ship the calves to the corn instead of vice versa. While some cattle are processed on the islands, many are shipped to feedlots on the mainland. Ranching in Hawaii has its pros and cons.
We're lucky we don't have winters. We don't have to put up hay. So that's the good news. But if we have a drought and it affects the whole island or the whole state, we just don't throw cattle in trucks and move them to another state.
Hind managed the Parker Ranch herd for many years, one of the largest ranches in the country. In the early 2000s, he had a chance to take early retirement.
Then I took over managing my family's ranch. I mean, after running 22,000 mother cows, yeah, I can... 1,200 is like, you're doing my sleep.
His family's ranch is at the south point of the Big Island. It is the southernmost ranch in the United States. You can hear the full story on the American Countryside podcast. Just look for it when you follow American Countryside on Facebook. Traveling the Countryside in Waimea, Hawaii, I'm Andrew McCrae.